There have been multiple wrecks on the freeway between Southwest Parkway and University. And defensive driving, I suppose, a good place to start?
Defensive driving and non-distracted driving, especially when you're driving at the high rate of speed that you're traveling at when you're on Highway 6. It takes a lot longer to stop whenever you're traveling 70 miles an hour than it does, obviously, when you're traveling 30 or 40 miles an hour. So driving on Highway 6 demands your full attention. Driving should always demand your full attention, but whenever you're on Highway 6 traveling at 70 miles an hour, you should be paying attention to nothing else but the cars around you. Check behind you, check on either side of you, watch in front of you, stay off of your phones, don't pay attention to your passengers, pay attention to the roadway.
Also pay attention in the respect that while it is called a freeway, there are other freeways out there that have additional lanes, and they do have deacceleration and acceleration lanes, and this particular stretch of road does not.
That's correct. It's two lanes. There's not a lot of places for people to go. In two of the crashes that we had this afternoon, the first one was a rollover and went into the median. The second one was three vehicles running off the roadway. One of those vehicles did clip the guardrail in the process of leaving the roadway, but they ran off the roadway to avoid slowing traffic ahead. And so they made their deceleration lane, but they made it into the median.